This is VOA News, via remote. I'm Laurel Bowman. Early Thursday, the U.S. Congress confirmed Joe Biden's presidential victory by Electoral College vote. He will be inaugurated in 13 days on January 20th, taking the oath of office and officially becoming the President of the United States. But it was a long day and night to get here. On Wednesday, incumbent President Donald Trump stirred up protesters at a rally near the White House before his followers rushed the Capitol in a bid to overturn Biden's win. One woman died by gunshot wound in the ensuing chaos. "This is not dissent," Biden said in a speech as events unfolded. "It's disorder, it's chaos, and it borders on sedition." President Trump has since issued a statement that he disagrees with the outcome of the election, but that there will be an orderly transition of power. And meantime, Wednesday was the deadliest day of the coronavirus pandemic that Americans have experienced so far, with more than 3,900 deaths and 255,000 new cases reported. Meantime, the Democrats of Joe Biden's party head toward victory in the U.S. Senate. The Associated Press declared Democrat John Ossoff the projected winner by defeating the incumbent Republican senator in his runoff race in the southern state of Georgia. He joins the Reverend Raphael Warnock, who was declared the winner of his Senate race, also in Georgia, defeating a second incumbent Republican Wednesday, again giving their Democratic Party control of the U.S. Senate. The Democrats already control the House of Representatives, but by a narrower margin than 2 years ago. These victories give Democrats full control of Congress, ensuring that President-elect Joe Biden and Democratic lawmakers can more easily enact their legislative agenda as he takes office this month. This is VOA News. And here are some of the other stories making headlines around the world today. Soldiers entered Ghana's parliament to break up a scuffle between rival lawmakers at odds over last month's elections, hours before President Nana Akufo-Addo was due to be sworn in on Thursday. The clash underscored the deep tensions following the December 7th election that has led to rare unrest in Ghana, which is a major cocoa and gold producer and seen as a bastion of democracy in West Africa. Moderna's COVID-19 vaccine is unlikely to win approval in Japan until May due to requirements for local clinical trials, the distributor said, casting a doubt over a nationwide vaccination rollout before the Summer Tokyo Olympics. With an eye on the Olympics due to start in late July, Japan has secured rights to at least 540 million doses of COVID-19 vaccines from several Western developers. It's the biggest quantity in Asia and more than enough for its 126 million population. A field hospital in London will be used if necessary to relieve pressure on other hospitals in the city, the British health minister said Thursday, after leaked official documents suggested that London risked running out of beds within 2 weeks. Projections leaked to the Health Service Journal showed that even if the number of COVID-19 patients increased at the lowest rate considered likely, London hospitals would be short of nearly 2,000 acute and intensive beds by January 19th. Joshua Wong, one of Hong Kong's most prominent democracy activists who is serving a 13-and-a-half-month jail sentence for illegal assembly, is suspected of violating the city's national security law, according to a notice on his Facebook account. Wong, who is 24, gave police a statement on Thursday, the Post said. There was no elaboration on that. And many world leaders expressed their shock as supporters of U.S. President Donald Trump stormed the U.S. Capitol building, where Congress meets, in an attempt to overturn the results of the November 3rd election, which was won by Joe Biden. China was one of those doing the criticizing. It drew a comparison on Thursday between the storming of the U.S. Capitol by supporters of President Trump and last year's often violent pro-democracy protests in Hong Kong, but noted that no one had died when demonstrators took over the legislature of the China-ruled city. Clips of the chaotic scenes from Washington aired repeatedly on Chinese state television. For more on these stories, please visit our website at voanews.com. Via remote, Laurel Bowman, VOA News.